Good morning again. The scripture reading this morning comes from Luke's version of Jesus' sermon of blessings and woes. So we're reading from Luke 6, verses 17 through 26. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. And blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thank you. That was so beautiful and peaceful, contemplative. Jesus' blessings and woes in the Gospel of Luke. We're probably more familiar with the Gospel of Matthew, with the lovely Beatitudes that we all like. Blessed are you, blessed are the poor in spirit, and so on. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Sermon on the Mount, yeah? Here, Jesus is on the flat ground. It's actually called the Sermon on the Plain. And in Luke, there are only four blessings and there are four woes. People were streaming to be near Jesus, to hear him speak or to be healed by him. Jesus was a celebrity, a rock star. Jesus had something everyone wanted, to be healed. So many of us are the same. We just want to hear an uplifting word, or to be healed from whatever might ail us physically, mentally, emotionally. And so there Jesus was, speaking and healing, and the Bible is quite clear, saying, "For power came out of him, and he healed all of them." Now you would think that's perfect. Jesus, if you just keep speaking and healing, wow, you're really going to make a big name for yourself. You might even make some money at this. We could put you out on a speaking and healing tour. You could see the big smiles on everyone. We love Jesus when he's like this, doing things for us, not being controversial, not getting into it about presidents of other countries who declare emergencies, or prime ministers' offices in our own country with sudden resignations and scandal. We like it when you don't get into Green New Deals and cities with significant poverty and homelessness all around us, families that can barely hold on. Not going on about us, our stuff, our lives, our secret. Nope, when Jesus is out there playing to the crowd, healing and speaking, the toast of the town, wow, who could ask for anything more? It's almost like a faith story without a cross. Awesome. And then, in the space of about 1 minute, it happens. Half the amount of time it took to preach the Sermon on the Mount. Those beautiful Beatitudes ruined. Because you and I, we were there, all of us were there, and and we were the rich. And then suddenly Jesus says, woe to you who are rich. Woe to you who stuff yourselves now with all those potluck suppers. Four blessings, four woes. Jesus has us scratching our heads, our stomachs, our wallets. Here in Luke's gospel, Jesus is practical and real. He lives in the real world. He knows about poverty and injustice and hunger and hopelessness. Jesus has his finger on the politics, the economics, the social arrangements of life. He knows who's sitting in the power chair and who's sitting with a beggar's cup. We may want Jesus to stay out of those things, but Luke is clear. Jesus is engaged in the world, in all of its dirty secrets, its harsh realities, and its moments of joy as well. Jesus is not sitting on some throne far away in heaven with a do not disturb sign. Four blessings, four woes. Now a blessing, then and now, is a gift. I bless you, I forgive you, I love you. How beautiful was that, the little girl blessing me the whole time? I don't know whose child that is, but come talk to me afterwards, please. I've got some kids living in my not empty nest. Blessings come out of nowhere sometimes. And then the woe. A woe is more like a deep sigh. And alas, alas to you. Shameful woe. Slow down, danger, stop, notice. I remember not long ago, fourth Sunday in Advent, do you remember that? Do you remember, I was gonna joke, do you remember Scott's sermon? I don't know what it was, but I know the text was Jesus' mother, Mary, before he was born, singing to us, bring down the mighty, send the rich away empty, scatter the proud and fill the hungry with good things. Do you remember that? The Magnificat? So that's where he got all this. No gentle Mary, meek and mild. It's the Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez Mary. That was his mother. You can Google that later if you're not a CNN junkie like I am. Just ask me and I'll tell you. Blessed are you who are poor, who are hungry now, who are weeping now, who are rejected and persecuted and bullied. Blessed are you like the prophets before you, those who carried God's hope in their hearts. One day, there will be a reversal of fortunes. Things will turn around and you will rejoice. And you know, if you were looking around the crowd that day, then you might just accuse Jesus of playing to the crowd. Why would you go out to Jesus to hear him or for healing if you weren't searching for a blessing? So we might be there in the crowd, as were some other folks, religious authorities, some of the rich people. I mean, when I call all of us rich, I mean we're richer than about 90% of people on the planet. Yeah, that's what I mean by rich. We can hear the applause, we can see the tears, the adoration of Jesus. He's blessing us in our struggle, they said. He's blessing even us. And then part two for those folks like you and I sitting around the periphery. The stinger, woe to you, and you, and you, and you. Pay attention. Be alert. Woe to those who are rich, filled to the brim, laughing and socially accepted. Woe. Is right. Whoa, hang on, Jesus. Wait, how rich? Like Bill Gates rich? Because I'm not rich then. How full are we talking about? How persecuted? Woe to you who are laughing now? What? You don't want us to laugh? I want to rewind back to just those blessings. Forget those woes. Let's skip over those. Don't we all just want our Jesus blessing us, blessing what we do, blessing how we live, Don't we just want Jesus to be happy with us, to do the stuff we like doing? And then it begins to sink in. Jesus isn't playing to the crowd. In fact, what he has just done is quite astounding. Because sometimes we need to hear things clearly, even when we don't like them. People then and now often confuse prosperity and wealth and health and joy and feeling good with being blessed by God. Stay with me here. So therefore, there are many then and now who conversely believed and believe that poverty and hunger and sorrow and mental illness and rejection are some sort of neglect or punishment from God. Don't believe me? Well, if you win the Grammy, the Super Bowl, the Oscar, the big promotion at work, you thank God for God's blessing. How, you know, I was just up watching the Grammys last week. Oscars are next week. Just watch. Someone's going to thank God. Conversely, you find out you have cancer, especially if you think you're not old enough to die because you're not 100 yet, and you immediately assume you must have done something to deserve it. And perhaps this is God's punishment. It takes no stretch to see how many see good things are God's blessing, bad things are God's punishment, cause and effect. But as far back as the book of Job, folks were reversing that. Yeah, theologians. If you read the book of Deuteronomy and nothing else, you'll come to that conclusion. But then you'll go on, you read the book of Job, and here was a good guy and everything bad happened to him. So when people come to Jesus for healing, something bad has happened and they need the healing. And Jesus tells them without reservation, no, 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 you're the blessed of God. Blessed are you, poor and hungry and crying and bullied. You're not punished. This is life for so many reasons. Stuff happens, and yet you have God's blessing in it all. This too shall pass, even if it's you, from this life to the next. Great will be your joy in heaven. It will pass, and you will find blessed happiness and joy along with everybody else, including those people around the outside you don't like very much. Which leads to those who, around the outside, who think we have all God's blessing already. Just because we're rich and full and laughing and accepted everywhere. Jesus says, think again. This is a huge shift. Gone is the idea that God blesses the faithful with money and food and joy and acceptance. Gone is the idea that God punishes those with no money, no food, no joy, no acceptance. Gone in a few short sentences is a preferential option for those who have everything and hoard it all for themselves and worship it and love it and crave it and never have enough of it. Instead, what emerges is a preferential option for those who have nothing. Not even happiness. Not even laughter. And that somehow believe maybe God did this to them. And Jesus is saying it isn't true. It is a blessing. Jesus is not preaching hell and damnation against the rich and the full and the joyous and the accepted. No, Jesus is preaching what his mother taught him. He's simply saying rich and poor, full and empty, weeping and laughing, rejected and accepted. Look, look, look. Those who have it all think that money will buy happiness, endless consumption will bring peace, constant pleasure seeking will bring joy, an irrational need to always be accepted will make everything better. Jesus is saying, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're all there today, yeah? All of us gathered on the plane then and now. All the rich and the poor and the full and the empty and the weeping and the laughing and the rejected and the accepted. And there's a test for that afterwards during coffee. all of us struggle. All of us are in need of healing. All of us. Jesus stands on the plain and offers us the greatest gift that we could ever receive. Blessed are you. Not playing to the crowd, but to receive that blessing and to shine. To be aware when you have all those blessings already that you need to go out in Jesus' name, blessing and healing other people, feeding and clothing, marching and listening, forgiving and receiving, meeting people, all people, rich and poor, full and empty, weeping and laughing, rejected and accepted, and share the good news that there is new life in Christ.